What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I want you to fucking. I want you to watch this. This shit's actually pretty fucking funny.
Some on social media are calling the buy excessive because the millionaire already owns more than 100 acres in a country in Hana before buying 870 more acres in Kula.
Ag land is treasured here, as you can imagine. It's open space, it's beautiful.
Obviously, it's not treasured enough. It's obviously not treasured enough. Let me tell you something. When you go to Catalina Island, you are on a fucking waiting list. And it doesn't matter if it's 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 9 years. It doesn't matter if you work on that island. You are put on a fucking waiting list. If you want a car, you have to wait for that car. To be put on that waiting list, a certain amount of cars have to be able to leave the island before you could bring yours in. That is how fucking Catalina works. Half of that island is privately owned by a resort, and then the other half is privately owned by Edison, and then the other half is just like California land. The way that the Catalina fire started was somebody was welding from a high altitude, and the fucking welding blanket, obviously, depending on the distance and how high you go, the welding blanket is going to be like a dot in the ground. So in any case, a piece of ember, or slag managed to fall from the fucking tower, landed in a piece of dry brush, started the fire. They didn't have an extinguisher with them, so by the time that they called the fucking fire department, by the time the fire department got out there, it had gotten out of control. The fire spread. And it almost burned down all the fucking, luckily they were able to get it under control, but it almost burned down, what is it? Catalina Island. And it was the negligence of the telephone company that was out there doing that. They were making a repair and there wasn't enough. They didn't follow protocol. They didn't have a fire bottle or a bucket of water nearby, but it doesn't matter because there wasn't a fire department nearby. There wasn't enough water. There wasn't, enough clearance for them to work. It was a top-down fuck up. So Edison bit the bullet on that one. But they learned their lesson and they weren't going to do it again. And PG&E sure as shit wasn't going to do that either. But because Catalina Island is half owned by fucking Edison, like a good portion of the island is owned by Edison, they took the blame on that one. Any case. Now what they do is that they have conservationists that come out there and volunteer to help clean up the forest, help clean up the land. By that, they get rid of dry debris. They sent us out there when I worked for a tree trimming company that was a subsidiary to Edison. They sent us out there. We chopped down all the fucking dead trees, turned it into mulch. It rained, I remember one night, and it just turned the entire place into like this beautiful fucking like clean forest. And they have an over deer population. So what does Catalina do to alleviate that population? You're allowed to hunt there once a year. It's kind of expensive, but it's worth it. 'Cause you're basically, you get to fucking just run wild. From a certain distance to a certain distance, you're allowed to run wild and just do whatever the fuck you want. They'll let you bring temporarily your vehicle onto their property or onto that island, whether it be a 4x4 or whatever. You register it for a temporary registration and you just go hog wild, dude. There's no homelessness allowed in Catalina Island. Why? Because it is already struggling. with its population. You're not allowed to be homeless on that island. You either have to have a home or you have to go to the mainland. But you cannot just sleep anywhere you want there. And you can't be, and if you're found caught, like camping or whatever, and like blackjack or any of the other restricted areas, you're heavily fined. Heavily fined. It's like a $30,000 fine. So you can't get away with anything there. A lot of that island is like guarded very, very closely. It's kept very, very. And here's the thing. For everybody saying like, well, that's just an island, dude, there's less than what, like a population of what, 20, 30,000 people on there? That island is huge. It's fucking enormous. Takes about an hour and 20 minutes or something like that to get from one side to the other. Fuck, we had like a fucking bumpy ass 45-minute ride through the canyons and through all this shit just to get to the other side and have a shit burger. Actually, it was a pretty good burger. Bison. But there's a solution to everything. And for the small amount of people that are keeping that place under such a locked-tight condition, it's all ran by the city. That island has a lockdown, and it's run by the people. The people know each other and they work with each other every fucking day. And why can't we have that? I'll tell you why. It's because nobody is interested in developing for their own city. Their only interest, and it's a cultural thing. Our culture's interest is to try to make as much money as possible for our selfish needs and give nothing to our communities. We want to pay less taxes and give nothing back to our communities. We want to pay another company to maintain our communities, but we hold them to no standard. Do you see what I mean? Do you see what's going on? Do you see the problem? In Catalina Island, there is a standard. There's a very rigorous safety standard. You cannot smoke in certain areas of Catalina Island. If you're caught smoking, as a matter of fact, they asked me, like, are you a smoker? And I said, no. They said, good, because we would have had to, like, figure out a living situation for you if you did. I mean, if you're smoking by the beach, it's a different thing. Obviously, they have cigar bars. But you can't just go smoke willy-nilly around town. Oh, it's a fucking infringement of freedom and blah, blah, blah. Dude, it's an island. If you're fucking driving around town with a cigarette in your mouth, and one of those embers just so happens to fucking, a cigarette butt just so happens to not get put out, and it goes, rumbles into the hillside. That whole fucking place gets torched. I'm telling you, dude. That place is under lock and fucking key. And the city, and those people aren't afraid to fucking rat on you. Trust me, they're not. A buddy of mine, he threw a cup, he missed the trash can, and somebody thought that he was just littering. And all he did was just turn around to put his bag down so he could go pick it up. And some lady was like already on her way to go tell the cop who was like nearby. And I just saw this whole thing unfold where like my buddy, he turned around, he put his backpack down, he put his bags down, he put another cup down. And then he starts walking over and the cop is like walking over towards him. He picks up the cup, puts it in the trash can. And then the cop just like he finally realizes what's going on, he just turns around. The cop just turns around and walks away. But they've got everything fucking locked tight down there. They don't fuck around. But for whatever reason, we have these loose ass standards. We have no fucking will or volition to want to keep after each other, to want to keep after the city, to want to. And then we bitch and complain why Compton has so many potholes. Why it has so many fucking gangbangs, why it has so many fucking problems, why it's like you voted for this shit in, you voted for all these people to come in and destroy your fucking community, and then you fucking bitch and complain when the taxes are high, when there's not enough work, why there's so much violence. Oh, but it can't be the people that just moved in. Can't be them. Can't. Makes no sense. They don't have the intellect nor the ability to fucking have that ability to be violent, right? They have no fucking mental, they have no mental strength or the mental fortitude to be able to run a gang and deal drugs and prostitution in your communities, right?
Beautiful.
Winfrey bought the agriculturally zoned land from Ulupalakua Ranch for $6.6 million. Our Instagram post of the news garnered hundreds of comments, most of them disapproving the purchase. This is a screenshot of some of the...
As if she doesn't already own enough land here. Why, these millionaires should help something, something, something take their land. I guess that says about take their land? I don't know.
The comments.
Oh no, it zooms in.
One Maui resident.
Why is this allowed? Because you allowed it, dude. You allowed it. See, here's the thing. Here's an idea. If a house goes up for sale and there's no one there to inherit it, the city should own it and maintain it. That way, it's still on the market, and it can be sold to a nearby neighbor. A nearby, like, it, you could sell it to your community first. They get first dibs. Hold an auction for that house. I'm not saying fix it. I'm saying maintain it. Keep the grass tidy. Keep it fucking watered. Make sure that there's no fucking homeless living in there. Hell, a city council member can, you can appoint a city council member to get off his fucking ass and make and maintain some of those houses. Give him a fucking, give him a county car or a county vehicle. Half of those motherfuckers are sitting in the office not doing jack shit anyway. And if he says, oh, there's too many houses for me to occupy, then maybe you should be working some overtime. Well, the island's too big for me to go check all these houses. Sounds to me like that's a fucking personal problem, bro. I can't stand fucking complacency. Mediocrity. Sir Yidimus Maximus said that. But in any case, that's just one idea. You could pick, you could fucking appoint somebody to do it. You could fucking elect somebody to do it. You can do whatever the fuck you want. But his sole job is just to main, is just to look after and maintain those houses. And he can have a crew of people underneath him that are city appointed. He can work alongside with other parts of the county, with other parts of the city. And that would be his job. Is just to keep after those houses to make sure that they're in selling order. Have a local real estate agent, instead of selling off the property like they're doing, right, to outsiders, have give like at least 1 to 2 years to people within the island to have first fucking dibs on that house. That's how you keep houses in within your community and within your family.
Resident arguing, why is this allowed? Councilmember Yukile Sugimura, who holds the upcountry residency seat, lives about 30 minutes away from Winfrey.
I'm going to guess that she has an access deer problem, hog problem in her yard.
That's an issue Sugimura is welcoming Winfrey to become involved in, trying to mitigate the area.
Yeah, good fucking luck with that. Like I said, all they have to do is just rent out hunting licenses. Oh, but there's no guns allowed on the island. Sounds like a personal problem. I think guns are allowed on Catalina Island. I'm pretty sure. Because if you're allowed to hunt, why wouldn't you be allowed to? But in any case, you could, how do I explain this? You could sell hunting licenses, and I mean they've already got all kinds of feed. Look at all that forestry. You can rent out a hunting license for about 100, 200 bucks a pop, and if they catch anything, charge them like 50, 60 bucks. Now you've got money coming in back to the island, and you've got a problem, and you've got a solution to your hunt, to your growing problem of deer and shit. Deer and hog, I think they're saying. I mean, there's so many fucking perfect solutions for that. Fuck, do you know how many hunters would love to go hunt on that island? It would be a dream come true. It'd be a fucking redneck paradise. He would have died and went to redneck heaven.
Area's rampant deer population.
We're struggling.
Oh yeah, and if you're caught fucking taking anything off of Catalina Island, even rocks or anything like that, since it's protected land, you get put to jail. Their jails aren't fucking nice, they're tiny. I've seen one. It's not fun. It's the size of a fucking porta potty. And then what was it? Oh yeah, littering. Big fucking no-no. And they've got cameras everywhere. Just because you can't see them doesn't mean, trust me, a buddy of mine threw a fucking fireball bottle and then he had a guilty conscience, went and picked it up. The fucking rangers came by later on that day and fucking had a whole interview with him. And he told him, like, yeah, I threw the bottle because I was drunk and then I felt bad, so I went down and picked it up. I threw it away here, it's in the trash can. They're like, okay, just wanted to make sure you're not littering out here. That's how fucking serious they are. They don't play around. So, again, something to think about.
We're putting tax dollars together to try to do fencing and culling. We want to protect our food for food security as well as protect the watershed. So those are the big issues. And she's stepping right into the big issues.
Sugimura says she appreciates how Winfrey hires local residents for work on her property and other roles. Maui Senator Linda Coit points out Winfrey, who has been a part-time Maui resident for about 15 years, has made contributions to the community. In 2021, Winfrey donated $100,000 to the Women's Fund of Hawaii. DeCoit adds,
$100,000. How much do those houses go for? 180,000. I don't know what 100,000 and to the Women's House of Hawaii. I think maybe I'm thinking maybe an abuse shelter or women who are homeless or about to face eviction who have hard struggles there.
Adds, much of the land Winfrey buys on the island remains undeveloped.
She's always been a great steward. Of our land, what it means to preserve it.
That's why DeCoit calls the acquisition a positive purchase.
I wish we had more people like her that consider when we purchase land, that they consider some of the reactions of the community from the past of how we've just been inundated with just a whole lot of development and tourism.
Ulupalakua Ranch declined.
So you see, there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect on that island. I mean, there's a disconnect everywhere on Earth. But one side of the section is saying, like, we welcome tourism, we need your money, and we don't associate with America. And now that you have these Americans that are associating with us saying, or the, you know, these Hawaiians that are associating with us saying, we don't want your tourism. You've been inundated. So there's a huge cognitive dissonance there. It's like, yeah, we're Americans and we want that way of life, but we want our island to ourselves. And then you have these other fucking people that say we're not natives. Like, you force this Americanization on us, but we want your money. You see this disconnect, this fucking mental disorder that's going on over there? This video was shot like 5 months ago. The reason why I'm making so many videos on this topic is because I want to show you guys the shit that has been going on a micro level, you know, in California. Now it's happening, you know, on a bigger scale in Hawaii. There's like a whole fucking problem of scandals that are going on there, man. There's a whole fucking set of corruption that's going on there. The major problem is that nobody wants to address it. Nobody wants to put their finger on it. Nobody wants to say, like, call it out for what it is. It is just laziness on behalf of the city. It is laziness on behalf of Hawaiian Electric. And these people voted that in. Because if they cared so much about their community, they would have fucking protested and yelled and screamed at the top of their lungs, what is going to happen when there's a fire? Because after that fucking fire that almost wiped out Catalina, I can't remember when. I really can't remember when. I think it was like 2007 or 8. They had a contingency plan after that. Now, here's another idea. If Oprah Winfrey owns all that fucking land and there's nobody there, I mean, apparently, from what I understand, from what people are saying, is that she had hired firefighters to fight the fire, like she hired them as private security, or excuse me, she hired them privately to fight the fire around her property, and so did Tom Hanks. And then they hired private security so that nobody would fucking try to sleep or loot on that land. I mean, checks out because they're pieces of shit, right? Like they didn't say, okay, once the fire passes our properties, like get to work. Whoever shut down the water needs to face criminal charges. Fucking severe criminal charges. That is insane. You're in charge of fucking making sure that the water is flowing, and his weak ass excuse is, oh, we revere the water and we don't squander it. Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Now, the mayor of the city doesn't have answers, which doesn't surprise me, because he looks inept. He looks fucking dumb. Now, he was blind. He not only is he dumb, but he was blindsided by all this. So he's not equipped for it. He doesn't have the amount of people that he needs to. How do I explain this? He doesn't have the amount of people that he needs to, count the bodies, distribute enough fucking resources, gathers. And I get that. Like, this is all just a huge fucking slap in the face. He was expecting to just sit and just do his bitch-ass job for the rest of his life and not expect anything horrible and horrific like that to happen. I empathize with him on a small level. But the problem is that the fire happened before and these people didn't learn their lesson. So if Oprah Winfrey owns like such a huge property like that, same thing with the Edison building. See, the thing is that Edison has its own private firefighter company on that island, on their compound. And they frequently do fire checks on the property to make sure everything is okay. That's what Oprah Winfrey needs to have. And it needs to be paid by the community while she's, you know, while she owns that. It needs to be paid by the county or by the city to have a firefighter squad that's there that does a surveillance around the property. Full access. It's a lot of acreage for one person. I don't understand why she needed that much fucking property. If I had about, I don't know, 5 or 6 acres, I would start to worry about fires. Like, the most I would ever want is, like, I don't know, fucking two-story house that fucking spans, I don't know, like my dream house. It's kind of hard to explain. I got a Victorian fucking fetish. So my house would be big in a Victorian style or a Gothic style with modern everything. But I would want it to be pretty big, pretty deep, like at least 4-car garage. But you would never own 4 cars. Yeah, I know. The rest of it's for like gym equipment and shit. And enough property to, just fucking have fun. To be able to shoot, be able to look out into the distance. But just enough to like go shooting. But the moment that I hear that like these people own fucking, like Will Smith, you need a goddamn car, a mini golf cart to get from one section of the. Fine, dude. But don't you worry about people breaking in areas that you can't see? Private security can only do so much. Fucking one man with an evil fucking, with an evil brain and a big enough vendetta can just easily pierce through all that. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. Some of these people need to get their head checked. Because that's a lot of property to go unprotected from the fires, from anything. It's a lot of place for wildlife to grow and to keep populating. And if they're having a problem, trying to keep their pineapples in harvest and all these deer and shit from growing wild, it sounds to me like Oprah Winfrey's actually causing the problem, not really helping it. But whatever. They sold the land to her. They should have known better. They should have fucking known better. But, people just don't think. People don't fucking think. That's the issue. Guard your heart.